Star Formation Inefficiency and Kennicott-Schmidt Laws in Early Type Galaxies, by Brian Jiang et al. Star formation in disk galaxies is observed to follow the empirical Kennicott-Schmidt law, a power law relationship between the surface density of gas, sigma gas, MSNKPC2, and the star formation rate, sigma SFR, MSNKPC-2 GYY-1. In contrast to disk galaxies, early-type galaxies, ETGs, are typically associated with little to no star formation and therefore no Kennicott-Schmidt law. Recent observations, however, have noted the presence of massive gaseous cold disks in ETGs, raising the question as to why the conversion of gas into stars is so inefficient. With our latest simulations, performed with our high-resolution hydrodynamic numerical code MACER, we re-evaluate the traditional classification of ETGs as quiescent, dead galaxies. We predict the inevitable formation of stellar disks following cooling episodes of the ism of the host galaxy in the presence of galactic rotation via a simple but robust star formation model combining local Thumray instabilities and local gas cooling timescales. We find that resolved Kennicott-Schmidt star formation laws for our simulated ETGs, in both surface density and volumetric forms, reproduce the observed threshold, slope, and normalization observed in disk galaxies. At the same time, through analysis of global Kennicott-Schmidt laws, we suggest that increased star formation and high gaseous outflows offers a partial remedy to the observed star formation inefficiency problem. Observational checks of our star formation predictions are thus essential for confirming the form of local star formation laws and reassessing star formation inefficiency in ETGs. This was Star Formation Inefficiency and Kennicott-Schmidt Laws in Early Type Galaxies, by Brian Jiang et al.